Many times people do not like boundaries or limitations set around them. But do you know that God's word sets limitations for those that belong to Him? But those boundaries are not to hinder us. They're not to hurt us. No, my beloved, they're to help and protect.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We want to thank you for joining us today on Truth and Fact, and we are going to be in Psalm 1, and I want to ask you a question. Where is your delight? Yeah. In this psalm, we see the comparison of the righteous with the wicked, and the first three verses deals with the righteous. Let me read part of this. Verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So in these verses, we see that the Christian is described as one who is blessed. A blessed person is one who doesn't walk in certain circles, and they're careful of who they stand and sit with. In other words, of whom they hang around with. You know, it is of utmost importance of whom we keep company with. It does make a difference, my friend. True, we are to be a witness and a light to others. We are to minister the gospel and share the good news to a lost and dying world. The Bible said we're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. But yet, on the other hand, witnessing and keeping company are two totally different things altogether. You know, I've known people who were once serving the Lord. They had the fire of God in their hearts. They had a passion for the word of the Lord. They loved God, but slowly they began to hang around their old friends. And instead of witnessing to them, they began to do the things that their old friends were doing. And eventually it took them out of God altogether. Yeah, they're right back doing what they used to do. The things that God had delivered them out of, now they are once again doing them. My friend, it's imperative that we are witnesses and we do reach out, but we must not keep company in the sense of giving in and compromising our faith. The Bible said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, praise God. The word blessed is an important word. It's derived from a primitive root word, which literally means to be straight. Did you know that? It carries the idea of limitations or boundaries, borders or restrictions or limits, if you will. What did Jesus say? He said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Why did he say that? Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. That's why, you know, there are those who are trying to enter in by their own gate, but they'll not make it in. You know, there's the gate of works and so forth. But my friend, there's only one way, and that is the Lord's way. And the Lord's way is the straight way. What I'm getting at here is that a truly happy life or a truly blessed life is the life that walks in a straight fashion. It's a life that has boundaries. It's a life that has margins or borders, praise God. Let's look at the boundaries in Psalm 1 and 1. It says, blessed, happy is the man who walks not, stands not, sits not. Now, in these words, we can plainly see limitations. You see, life that is meaningful and happy is a life that has boundaries. Well, you better believe it. When I used to live with my parents, I couldn't wait to get out on my own. I wanted to be relieved of the boundaries. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. But looking back, I realized that the boundaries were not the problem. That was not what contributed to my unhappiness. What contributed to my unhappiness was not living within the boundaries of the Lord and His Word.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.